Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. More now on the focus being placed at this year's United Nations General Assembly on climate change, following Friday's global demonstration by millions of young student activists. Today, it's the turn of world leaders to focus on the issue.
The Secretary General is hosting what is known as the UN Climate Action Summit, and the idea is to get world leaders to bring tangible plans for combating climate change.
But analyst Jim Lindsay of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations says at least one government won't have much to say at the meeting.
To reduce the emission of heat-trapping gases, people will have to make major changes in their lifestyle. You're talking about fundamentally reworking the nature of our energy production. You're going to have to move away from fossil fuels toward renewable sources. You're going to have to not simply change sources of energy, but find ways to use less energy. While it may be a difficult transition, it in and of itself can create whole new industries. The reality is the United States, one of the largest economies in the world, one of the largest emitters of heat-trapping gases. We do not have a national government that believes this is a problem that requires remediation.
As if to symbolize that, Greta Thunberg, the Swedish teenage activist whose own example sparked the climate change protests, did not meet President Donald Trump nor any Republican leader during her visit to Washington last week. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.